In the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Tes, Chapter 3, Law 19. Okay, the next couple halachas, we're going to talk about the rabbinic prohibition of making Meiser Sheni into a weight and using it as a weight to measure things against, and we'll see how that happens and why you're not allowed to do it. Okay, Meiser Sheni, you have Meiser Sheni, it's ready to go to Yerushalayim. And then what are you going to do? Well, let's say you know exactly how much the Meiser Sheni is. Ain't shokling kenegdo. We don't use it as a weight to weigh something opposite that to know what the other thing weighs. For example, afilu dinare zov. Let's say golden coins of chulin. And let's say, you want to know how much do the golden coins weigh? Because in the olden days, the value of gold was two things, what the weight was and what the purity and the currency, whatever. But it was important to know the weight of the gold right. or the silver. Mm-hmm. So the guy wants to know, how much silver have I got here? Well, he knows, for example, because his Meiser Sheni, he's got to know what the Meiser Sheni weighs, because then how does he give Meiser on it unless he's counting it? It's weight. But one of the ways, you'd three ways to tithe, counting, weight, and what's the third one now? Volume. So let's say he's using weight. You have to measure it in one way or another. How do you know he's going to give a tenth? Right? So let's say he had, whatever, 1 ton of wheat, please. So now he's got 2,000 pounds, right? So now he's got 200 pounds. So now he wants to be able to measure something against that to be 200 pounds, or 200 pounds of...
That's making it mundane.
You may very well say, oh, I just need to weigh something against it now, and then I'll take it to Yerushalayim. Can't do it. And the commentaries say, why? Because you are disgracing it. This is God's money. It's holy money. And you can't just turn around and do it for a mundane thing. That's number one. But we're going to see it even goes further. That's number one. If you're just going to want to weigh it, you use it to weigh something else. Chutzpah, you're taking something holy and use it to weigh. That's the first problem. There's a second problem, though. Let's say, wait a minute. What I want to do is, I want to know how much money this is, because I want to know, because I'm going to use it to redeem other Meiser Sheni. In other words, I've got fruit here that no weighs 5 pounds. So now, and I've got some other miser that's going to need 5 pounds of coins to redeem it. How am I going to know what's 5 pounds? Because, I've got a great way. I've got 5 pounds of Meiser Sheni here. So I'm going to take here, I'm going to have the money, I'm going to use it to redeem other Meiser Sheni. So you can figure, I'm not making it, I'm not disgracing it, because there's a purpose, because it's working for other Meiser Sheni. Nope. Now look how he says afilu chalim, even redeem upon the Meiser Sheni acher, a different Meiser Sheni. We'll see what that's coming to exclude in a second. We still can't do that, even though you're not desecrating the money. Why? Xeru, the rabbis make the following decree: Shema, take out the word lo. Sheva yechavin memena mishkol. He might make the Meiser Sheni into a permanent weight. Which once you use Meiser Sheni, this was a pretty good weight.
You'd be sensitive.
So now what's going to do is I'm going to leave it around for a while. I'm going to use it as my standard weight for many other things. All the Meiser that I'm going to separate this year, because I've got a lot of different crops coming at different times, I'm going to make it a permanent weight. I've got a bushel of apples that is 5 pounds. I'll make it a permanent weight. Now, why can't you do that? Even let's say you're always doing it to separate Meiser Sheni, and you're not even making it mundane.
No.
Still can't do it. Why? The nimtza could come out. What's going to happen over time to the weight of those fruits? It's going to decrease. But you still think it's 5 pounds, right? So what are you going to do? Let's say a half a year into the year. It's not 5 pounds. It's 4 pounds. Now you're going to weigh some gold coins against. I think you're going to mistakenly get 5 pounds of gold coins when it's only four. And then you're going to redeem something worth $5 worth of fruit. But it really is only four, and you didn't redeem it properly. You see what's going to happen? V'nimtza peros chasem. It's going to happen. The fruits will begin to rot, will become decreased. V'shokel b'hemos. You're going to now measure this other money against it. Aleim meiser acher, other meiser. And what will happen at the end of the day? You're now down the line going to redeem Meiser Sheni inadequately without a proper meisering. Nimsa comes out, motzi meiser luchul, and you're going to be taking meiser and making it mundane and redeeming it, bepachas midamav, less than its money, which you're not allowed to do. Now, before we take questions, the two times the Rambam said you can't do this, going to do it on meiser acher. Therefore, let's try to figure out a situation. Now, theoretically, you're not making it mundane, and there's no reason to be concerned. You're going to leave it around, and luchul, you could do it. Yeah. How could that happen? Very simple. Let's say I've got 5 pounds of this miser. So what I'm going to do, I'm weighing money that's going to redeem this stuff right here and right now.
And then you're not, then it's gone.
In other words, this is 5 pounds. Okay, let me get 5 pounds of this. Okay, I got 5 pounds. I'm going to take that money exactly and redeem that. I'll have to add 20%. But I mean, I'm going to use this. This is five. I need to know how much money so I can redeem this fruit right here, right now. So now I'm not desecrating this because I'm doing it to be able to redeem it. And we're not going to keep it for a long time because I'm redeeming it. It becomes chulin, and I'm going to be able to eat it. So then that's not a problem. So that's why I keep saying, b'maiser sheni acher. If you want to use it to get money for a different meiser sheni, you can't do it. But for this one itself, you're not disgracing it, and it's not going to be used as a weight because you're going to redeem it right away, and it's not going to be hekdom kodesh anymore, and therefore it's permitted. Question.
So basically, I'm not allowed for two reasons. One is a spiritual reason, and one is a practical reason, right? Is that
one? Well, the denigration.
Right.
And the other one is practical. If we are afraid you may leave it around permanently. And it will then become diminished, and you won't be making proper evaluations.
Is the spiritual same idea why we don't count Jews? Is it the same?
No, is that not that?
No. I mean,
forget about it. No, I mean, you're not allowed to denigrate Meiser Sheni.
No, I thought
can't use it for
the Jew has inherent holiness, so that we don't. That's why we don't.
No, it's nothing to do with it. You don't take Meiser Sheni. Yeah. It's God's money. God, I'm taking your money and doing a mundane thing with it. Taking my money or weighing other things against it. What a chutzpah!
That's an ayin hora, I think.
This is a straight off insult to the mitzvah. No. That's straight off. Not anything.
But this weight deterioration is the same as anything used as a weight for any length.
No, but that solid piece of metal isn't going to deteriorate much. Okay, you got to check them over time, but fruits, come on, they're going to.
No, he says mice are going to.
What?
Mice are going to eat it.
Mice could eat it and make it less.
Okay, mice but are, it, but it would also mice begin to deteriorate on its own anyway. Okay, so we're going to continue this idea partially, and then and combine it with previous halachas. Chaf, va'achim shecholku ma'aser shein. Let's say two brothers inherited ma'aser shein. The father died; he already tithed, and he got ma'aser shein. He's sitting in the silo; it needs to go to Shalim. The father dies; the two sons inherit the ma'aser shein. Well, now they'd like to be able to weigh to know that everyone's getting an equal portion. So what would you say? Well, very simple. Let's just weigh the two against each other, and we'll see how much this one weighs and that one weighs. He says, "Ain't shokling ze keneged ze." You can't weigh one up against the other because, again, we're afraid you may. Now, even though it's not really necessarily denigrating, but we may leave them as weights because once you've used it once as a weight, you may use it again as a weight. So for that same rabbinic reason, we don't do that. Now, 1 second, let's make sure I didn't skip anything. I don't want to get into it. It's too complicated. I don't want to get into it. I saw it, but I'm going to skip it. You could do it on your own, Martin. Now let's go to the next step. What if you've redeemed Meiser Sheni, and now you've got the money? So can we use the money as a weight? So v'chein mos Meiser Sheni, similarly, ein shoklin kenegdom, you can't weigh against it. And now the reason would only therefore be only the first reason of denigrating. If you'd use it for other mice or sheni, you could because there's no problem. And money doesn't wear out. So only if you're going to weigh it against as a weight to weigh something that has nothing to do with mice or sheni, you could not do that.
So if it's for holy purpose, you can.
Yeah. Well, let's say you want to weigh up some other mice or sheni or other money to redeem mice or sheni. Then you're not denigrating it. That's what it means. Not in all cases, in those cases.
So if these two brothers inherit a pile of coins from their father that was Meiser Sheni, can't they just...
Coins?
Yeah.
It's been redeemed on Meiser Sheni, is what it means.
Yeah. His father didn't get money and died before he went to Jerusalem. Okay, so now you got 50 coins. So can't they just...
You could do that. Then you
weigh
could,
the coins against each other and you take this...
because it's not fruits.
You take this...
It's not fruits. Could do that.
And it's not denigrating because it's all Meiser Sheni.
Yes, and you're not worried we're going to make it into weight because if you do make it into weight... it's, won't deteriorate. It's not going to deteriorate. Yeah.
Okay, so they can do that. Okay,
okay, now, next. V'ein mochrin aso, you can't sell the money. The once the money's been redeemed, you don't sell it, exchange it, or other things. In other words,
we did that yesterday. It's not yours to sell.
Well, that's the food. That was the food. Now we're talking about the money. Okay. That's all. We're just extending it to the money. Yeah. That's all. It's only to the money. V'ein machlif, and we don't exchange it. V'lo marine, and we don't use it offering it up as a collateral. Right. The low, now my page is jumping again. V'lo yitnei, here's an interesting one. Don't lend them to a money changer, even though he's not going to use it. But he's going to put in his stock, at least nasim, to make him look important. In other words, a money changer, which you go around to money changer. Well, I get a 10 money changer. Which I'm going to take? You're going to take the one's got a lot of money sitting in this thing. Oh, look, he's got so much money. He must have a lot of business, this and that. But, you know, just lend me the money for a couple of days during the Leipzig fair, because people are going to be coming, and I want them to see I got $10,000 sitting here. And he's, ooh, he's a chashuv guy. Now, the guy doesn't even plan on using it, nothing. He's not going to, it's not a question where he's going to give it to me and he uses it back. Right, just going to sit out there. He can't do that either, because that still is denigration of that. Okay. And then also, v'lo yalvaso, don't lend the money to somebody, even though he's not going to use it. He's making a shidduch, and most people think he's very rich. Same idea. Can't do that. Even though it's not going to be used, you're not lending it that he could spend it and stuff like that, just to show, because again, it's denigrating for it. Now, but except for one thing. There is one thing about certain coins, that coins, it's good for them to be touched a little bit. It keeps them from developing rust. Mm-hmm. So the guy has like this. He has two cheshbonos. The guy says, listen, can you just have me have some money, and I'm going to want to have it. I'm going to want to show it to you. I'm not going to use it, though. But the guy said, yeah, but you know, it's a good idea, because I don't want this money to get rusty. And by them just touching it and holding it, it's not going to get rusty, and I wouldn't be able to do that. So I'm trying to preserve the money. So v'hilva shalo yalu chalut, if he lends it, so it shouldn't become rusty, right? Even if the guy will get honor from it, but I have a more important motive. Yeah. I don't want stuff to get rusty, which is important. You don't want that Meister Shemay to devalue it, okay? Mutter, you'd be allowed to do it.
Because it's for the money. Itself.
Because you're trying to protect the money. We don't care if there's an extra thing. Yeah. There's a way for you to get it protected.
It's the benefit of the Meister Shemay.
All right, continuing with other things, you can't do personal things aside with the money as well. Chaf Aleph. Ein parin mahenas amilva. You can't pay back a loan with Meiser Shani money that you've redeemed off of Meiser. Even it's also to pay back for a guy who's in Yerushalayim, and the lender will eat it and use it in Yerushalayim. The guy says, I'm going to pay you back the money I owe you. Here, in Yerushalayim, you go buy food in Yerushalayim. No, but you're paying off a debt. You can't do that. And also, ein osem mehem shushbinus. You can't make shushbinus with this. Remember, shushbinus was, the custom was, guys made a pact between them. When one guy gets married, everybody gives him gifts. So he has enough money to pay for the wedding. And then when the turn switches to the next guy, everybody gives him. So you're not allowed to be the one giving that initial shushbinus, because that's for sure like a deal. Because, you know, you could even claim by law that the guy's got rights to that. Ve'mishalvim agmulin. You can't reciprocate that shushbinus for that as well. Also, what you can't do is, let's say you already gave a pledge for tzedakah in the shul, and then you figure, okay, I'm somewhere in Meister Shani, and I'm redeeming the money. Oh, I'll pay the pledge with this. No, they impose on tzedakah based on knesset, because it's really just paying a debt. You can't do that. But what you could do is, but you can pay for things that are initial acts of kindness, where you're just, let's say, giving a guy tzedakah. Not your Meister money. You're just giving a guy some money. You know, doing chesed with the money, and the guy's going to eat in your shalim.
It's
a poor kid.
Well, so you could do this
you've given your Meister. You have to remember, there's no chiyuv to give Meister on this, right? And there's a poor kid over there in your shalim. You say, here, take $3 and buy yourself some donuts, you know? So even though you're doing a mitzvah with that,
you have to be sure he's going to go there.
Yeah. Well, more than that. V'tzorach lodi, and you must inform him that it's Meister Shani money. The obvious reason is so he doesn't make it metam, he doesn't get Yerushalayim. But a bigger reason is so the guy shouldn't thank you so much for it. Because remember, it ain't your money. It's like, here, take some of God's money. So if you're going to say, oh, I feel so sorry for you. oh, here's my hard-earned money. You could have it. And now the guy has a big IOU to you. Now you're stealing from Hashem's IOU, right? So what you're supposed to say is, listen, I have some Meister Sheni money. You look like you're a hungry kid. Here, buy yourself a donut right now. Just make sure, don't make it Matami. Don't take it out of your Shalayim. But it's Meister Sheni money, and it's not out of the goodness of my heart. It's coming from Hashem. You may do that.
But to some aspect, he could have spent the money on himself in Yerushalayim.
But he has to spend it.
Right.
And it's not his, but it's
not. He's not eating the donut.
But it's not his money. It's not his money.
No, I get that. We did that yesterday.
It's a lot less of a favor. Let's put this, it's a little bit of a favor, but it's a lot smaller of a favor if it's his hard-earned money.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
So it's a very small favor as opposed to a full favor. Be honest with the favors, that's all.
He can whisper thank you.
You know, it's just honest with the favors. All right, next thing.
Okay, since it's with Master, I have to give 10%, so I'm not...
You can't do it for that.
No. I mean, in general, when you give...
No, we're just saying you want to do a kindness with a pure kindness. You can, but you got to inform them that it's not 100% of pure kindness. That's all. Minimize...
It's like saying, I can't use it anyway, so...
Well, I can only spend so much when I'm using it. Also, how much can the guy spend? Remember, what can you spend it on?
Spending on food.
Food. Mm-hmm. How much can you eat? Food and drinks.
Drink.
Okay, well, if the guy's really rich. What guy's really rich? Okay, the guy's really rich. You know, he's only going to be in your slime for a week, let's say.
There's only so much you can eat, Shel. So you take your whole family.
Remember, Shel, it's 10% of your income.
Say it to King David, I mean.
Gail, how many days would you say a regular Jew would be in your slime, who doesn't live in your slime? How many days a year is in your Yerushalayim? Oh, give a number. Let's say he's there for all 8 days. 7 days of Pesach, yeah?
Okay, 7 days.
Eight days of Sukkot, 2 days of Shavuos. So 17 days 17. Max, right? 17 days is 5% of the year. Right? 17, 365.
Yeah.
It's a little less than 5, 4.7.
Okay.
But now he's taking 10% of his income and spending it, you know, on food only. It's not like on mortgages and properties and this and that. That's a high ratio.
Is there a hotel there at all when you're staying there?
No, it's food, drink, and oil. So there's other expenses.
For free lodging and then pay for the food.
Exactly.
That's what the hotels would be smart.
Oh, okay, but I'm just saying. So you know, so he's got them and he's buying food.
Yeah,
so the guy's got way more than he can spend. The average
Does he have
Jew
to do it within the 1 year or something, or within the
It has to be. It has to be by the end of the third year. Remember, we said by the third year,
right.
You could carry it over.
Yeah.
But you have to keep a cheshbon. Well, it's only in the third year anyway.
Yeah.
It's only in the third year anyway, so he's got to finish it by Pesach of the third and sixth. So he's got to do it by the end. And the third year, every 3 years, it's when you make that declaration. So you can't leave it around too long. You got to clear it out by Pesach. So that's got to be taken. That's the same idea. Okay, now we're on Chof Beis. Another thing you can't do, you figure, okay, maybe let me use the money for delivery fees. In other words, let's say I want to take my fruits to Yerushalayim.
So get UPS.
So what does he do? He says, I'm going to hire you, I'm going to pay you 50 apples to transport this.
Right.
So let's think about it. Can you do that?
No.
Well, no, really, you can't do it because now you're using the Meister Sheni to pay out, even though it is to go to Yerushalayim, but that's out of your pocket, man. Yeah. That's not out of Hashem's pocket.
Right.
So Yomar Adon L'Chayr, don't tell to your friend, Ha'el is a prayer, say, look, carry these fruits to me, to Yerushalayim, and take your portion as a cut of the payment for that. Because you can't do that. Because Shanimsa comes out. Zet Shinota Kinotel Skar. So you're getting paid. We Meister Sheni Alavos Hashem for bringing Shalayim. Right? So it's like you're paying a debt. Normally you pay a porter. You pay the porter $50 to schlep it. So I'm giving you $50 of fruit. Well, I'm paying a debt for that. You can't. But there is a way out of it.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask
it. He says like this. You know what, friend? You're my friend. You know what? Halem L'shochem. Let's take it up so we'll eat together the food.
Yerushalayim.
Come with me. Let's both go to Yerushalayim. We'll both share the food together.
That's it.
We'll drink in Yerushalayim. So even though maybe his intention is he's paying him, but the wording is such, it's like I'm giving him a free gift. So that's he allowed to do,
so
and he's
no,
okay
like
with that.
We have with interest.
No, not with this.
This is
okay, now somebody asked this question before. I don't remember who. Probably was Mark.
Probably was Mark.
But anyway, now with the oil now, if you're going to, the oil, are you allowed to smear the oil on your body to give you pleasure? Certainly. Yeah? Now, how about, hire a masseuse to smear it for you. Now, he's going to have some oil on his hand. Might that be the payment to him or whatever? So, Chav Gimel. Oimer Adam Lachaveh. Oimer Adam Lachaveh Rishalayim. A friend can tell his friend in Yerushalayim. Remember, you have to do this, has to be a Yerushalayim massage shop. All right, so can't do it outside of Yerushalayim because you have to do it in Yerushalayim. Lo suchos over shemen ma'aser sheni. Go give me, anoint me, smear me over here, ma'aser sheni. Afal pi, even though it's going to result is on the masseuse, it's going to be sheni sucha yoda. His hands will also become full of that. But for ein zeh biskar sichaso, we don't call this the payment for that because there's no real, because it's a very little bit. That's not considered a payment. We're just saying it's not considered a payment.
We've had this somewhere.
Okay, following up on this, I have two short halachas to finish the siman. Perek chav tav. Kvar already explained shamaiser moment gavo. Already said that this money is belongs to God. Therefore, get other rules of things that belong to God don't apply. Lafikach. Oh no, I may say, Shahan, go nave Meister Shane. What if somebody steals Meister Shane in stealth? And then he's caught. And what happens normally when you're caught stealing in stealth? You pay
double.
Double. Right?
Sure.
You pay double. But we know you don't pay double when you steal. That's what double is. Yeah. Right? So that, so you don't.
I remember the word.
Okay. So then, what if you steal from the, if you steal from the treasury? What's the halacha? You don't, you only pay kef when you steal from a private Jew.
Yeah,
so therefore, ainu misham tashum, you don't pay the double. You have to give back the principal, of course. But there's no idea of paying double to Hashem. The hagozla, when you steal in stealth. When you steal in stealth, if you're caught, you pay back. But if you steal, and then they ask you, did you steal? And then you swore falsely when you steal and stuff. And then you're caught lying. Then you have to pay that plus a fifth.
Sure.
So that plus a fifth, if the guy stole, and then he lied, and we found out he was falsely lying, ain't a mishamachosh, does not pay that extra fifth. Okay, chafei, the final
one. So how are they deterring people from doing this?
They're only stealing it from Hashem. For the other people who steal from individuals. That's when the deterrent is. If the guy really wants to steal from God, what could you do?
You
want to
steal from God? What?
Chafei. Now, here's an interesting one. This is going to be like double taxation here. Look at this one. You need an accountant on this one. Hamaktish Meiser Sheni Shalo. If a person makes, he has Meiser Sheni. Got the Meiser Sheni? So let's get it straight. Meiser Sheni, it already belongs to God.
Yeah.
And if you would want to redeem the Meiser Sheni, you would have to redeem it plus a fifth, right? So you take these fruits that I might say, and you just have to be a really nice guy. I'm going to give this to God. I'm going to give it to the Beis HaMikdash.
Sure, you got it.
Okay. Lebeda Kabais. I'm giving her the Lebeda Kabais, right? And it does become hektish. So now you've kind of added a second degree of hektish. It already is holy. It can be made even holier. So now let's think about this. This is stuff that has to go to Yerushalayim. Well, and it's going to go now belongs to the temple treasury. Okay? Now, how are we going to extract this out? How are we going to extract this out? Now, if he doesn't do anything, you just give it to the Gizber. And that's it.
Treasure.
It never was his. Remember, it never was his. So really nothing much has happened. But what if he wants to redeem it? Well, he's going to call double redemption here. Haray zeh. I got to find the page. Haray zeh. Apoda also, he redeems it, mi shepoteo, from the one who redeems it. In other words, amanas litein lehekdesh, in order to give it to hekdesh as shaloh, ulumayser shen shaloh, to give the maish shaloh. So if he has to redeem it twice. He's got to first redeem it from hekdesh. He's got to pay the value plus a fifth. That doesn't belong to hekdesh. So I've already given the value. Let's say it's $100 of apples.
Yeah.
Okay, it's $100 of apples that is Meiser Sheni. And I gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. So first I got to extract it out of the Beis HaMikdash. So I got to pay $125 really, right? From the inside, right?
Yes.
$105. Now they don't belong to the Beis HaMikdash anymore. Now they only belong to Meiser Sheni. Now, if you want, you could take your shalim and eat it.
Yeah.
But if you want to redeem it, then you got to pay another $125. So you got to pay twice as much of value plus in order to redeem it because you put two hektashes on it. So what you might want to do is to say, you know what? Just let God keep it. And that, and then you don't have to tell God you did him a favor.
You did a double tax.
You didn't do him a favor because he knows you didn't do him a favor. Do you follow?
Yeah, because it would have been more the other way around.
You know, so, but for whatever reason, if he'd want, I mean, obviously he would do that. I don't think a businessman would do this because he's paying way more than that for that. But that's halacha.
He gives it to the
Gizbar.
Gizbar. It still has the same restrictions. It has to be eaten. They can't take it out of the city.
Well, I guess if they sell it, it probably would be, you know, it's going to be a big problem because if they sell it, the guy they sell it to has to then eat it in Yerushalayim. Has to in Yerushalayim. And if he wants to sell it,
he has to eat it. So does he have to tell the Gizbar, this is my
situation? Yes!
So that's important.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Okay, Shigayach, everybody.
The newsletter is